All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm actually streaming live, and today is Monday. It's March 3rd, 2025, and we are going to be talking about one of my least favorite, how do I put it, one of my most detested individuals, which is Elon Musk. And he's in the news, as he often is, because that's what narcissists like to do. And let me just hop right on over before we go any further. I need to share with you this really informative YouTube channel. And it is Chris Norland, C-H-R-I-S-N-O-R-L-U-N-D. And he was a university professor in South Korea, and he does a lot of coverage about the hypocrisies of Musk. And he has this video that came out today called Welfare Queen, Elon Musk Took Billions. Now, this is an older interview, but he's using it to show the hypocrisy of Musk. And I've been exposing Musk's lies, his deceit, his arrogance in several videos, actually for a few years. I'm no fan of Musk and never have been. But what we are going to be looking at today is this topic, which is Starlink is poised to take over $2.4 billion contract to overhaul air traffic control communication. Isn't it interesting that there were several authentic airline crashes all at once as soon as Trump took office? And my savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans discerned that, gee, I bet that there is going to be an overhaul at the FAA, and I'll bet that AI is going to step up. And I'll just hazard a wild guess here that Elon Musk, King Mush, as some refer to him, is going to be reaping that contract. Now, we don't want to talk about conflict of interest. Don't be telling me just because Musk was being investigated. In fact, I'm going to share with you these diagrams. I'm going to show you the dozens of investigations, active investigations against King Mush. That's his name, or transhumanist animal torturer, Lord of the Universe, something like that. Anyhow, there were so many conflicts of interest and investigations going on for these violations. But guess what? They all went away. Poof. Why? Because he fired the very investigators, the inspector generals that were looking into his violations. I did a deep dive on this previously, and it looks like I'll need to do that again, because some people are just not quite up to speed on how destructive this, how do I put it, foreign national is, coming from another country to destroy this one. I did an interview with Patrick Wood, by the way, who has been on the forefront of exposing technocracy. He calls it a scientific dictatorship, and we are marching toward that at a very rapid pace. I've got that interview coming for you in the next few days. And he reminded me that Elon Musk's grandfather, his mother's father, was a big proponent of technocracy, which was applauded by Nazis and was banned in Canada. And so his grandfather moved to South Africa, where these types of this ideology was much better received. My question for you is, guess how much money Musk has already gotten from the federal government? That's why fellow YouTuber Chris Norland is calling him America's welfare queen. And I think he's using that name correctly, if you know what I'm talking about. Many of you are asking me about Musk's, gender fluidity. That might be a topic for another day. But he did call Musk a welfare queen, and we're going to be looking at exactly how much money he has been getting from the federal government, which is why his companies have been able to be profitable up until now. But apparently Tesla stock is tanking, and that will also be a topic for another day. What I want to do is have you take a wild guess at that number that he gets from the federal government. And then let me know in a comment, is that a conflict of interest or not? Is it a conflict of interest to fire the investigators looking into your violations? And well, we're going to dive into this Starlink contract, which already was given to Verizon, but apparently he has put his Doge henchmen to work All right, friends, let's do this. We are talking about this headline. Speaking of money, Starlink poised to take over $2.4 billion in a contract to overhaul the air traffic control communication. This comes from, it's called The Verge, and I am going to actually, read a little bit of this article for you that I will also summarize for you in my Substack, which is a free newsletter blog, and that is at peggyhall.substack.com. Then we're going to look at how much money is already getting from the government and how it's interesting to me that sober-minded, healthy Americans, not all y'all that are discerning and able to read between the lies, but so many have been bamboozled by this gaslighter, and that's what he is. And I am going to be sharing more evidence of that coming up. Gaslighting is where you observe reality and you draw conclusions and you're trusting your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you understand, what you've concluded. And someone comes along and says, oh no, you're absolutely wrong. What you saw didn't happen. What you think I said, I didn't say. And the video that you see of me doing it, that's not really what I meant. And you're the one that is wrong by misconstruing it. And this is what Mush does again and again and again. So here is what's going on next with this Starlink. And I'm going to read to you this article from The Verge. While Elon Musk hacks away at the federal bureaucracy, that's how I would pronounce it, in the name of efficiency, his company Starlink appears poised to steal a multi-billion dollar government contract from Verizon. So the FAA is on the cusp of canceling a $2.4 billion with a B contract to overhaul the communication system for the nation's air traffic control system and handing it to the SpaceX subsidiary, which is Starlink. And I will have to do a deep dive into Starlink because there is so much information there about how it is really a surveillance tool. There is also a Starlink that he is using in, I believe it's Department of Defense. So it goes very, very deep. Think about that, friends, $2.4 billion, and he's firing people, and it wasn't their fault that they had this job. So let's think about the workers at USAID. I'm no fan of USAID. I actually recommended that these contracts be canceled long before Mush did it, and I've been talking about the waste for years. Now, I don't even believe that they found any actual fraud in these contracts. You can say that they were ridiculous and unnecessary, but it remains to be seen whether evidence is of fraud. But here's where this troubles me. Those individuals that were carrying out their jobs, that were the director or the program manager or whatever you may call it, they were doing their job. Why not fire the ones that appropriated, that gave the appropriations of that money to the agency? So he cleared out some of these contracts, some that were already paid, some that hadn't even been paid, and yet they're calling it a savings, even though they hadn't been awarded yet. Do you think all of that adds up to $2.4 billion? I would have to do the math, but why not cancel these contracts of Elon Musk? No one's looking at his contracts. You don't see the hypocrisy there? Even if you agree that you want to cut the government, and I'm in favor of that, in my view, you don't want to cut it just to concentrate all of the power into one branch, which is what we're seeing. And apparently there is a fourth branch of government, and it's not called bureaucracy. It's called Elon Musk, or whatever his name is. So he also has said bureaucracy is the fourth branch of government. We need to get rid of it. He's so inept, even though Trump says he's the genius of our time and he has a very high IQ individual. Someone said, yes, he's just very high. I don't know about the IQ, but he is a very high individual. So I lost my train of thought here because it went right off the tracks, but I'm sure that I will come back to that. But the point being, bureaucracy is not the fourth branch of government. What is a bureaucrat and what are bureaucracies? All right, you have three branches of government. You've got the executive branch, which apparently Mush is the head of. You've got the legislative branch, which is the Congress and the Senate, and they are the ones that create law, and they are the ones that have the, give the appropriation of the money and the budget. The executive branch is supposed to uphold those laws and carry out the function of the government with the bureaucracy. The bureaucrats carry out the function of the government as prescribed by the laws that were passed by the legislature. Now, you may be in opposition to those laws. I am in opposition to many of them. And that's where we have the third branch of government, which is the judiciary. And they are the ones, the courts and the judges, they are the ones that are the arbitrator, right? The ones, the arbiter, they are the ones who are to determine whether or not these laws are in conflict with the Constitution. Many of them are, but we don't dismantle the whole government just because of its slow moving nature. In many respects, the slow moving nature of our government is what keeps it stable. That's why we don't suddenly have a change of government and revolutions and coup d'etats and all of that. Partly because of the slow moving bureaucracy. It's not a business. The government should not be run like a business. A business has a very specific, narrow niche that it fulfills, and it has the shareholders, and it has its products and the people that they serve. And that's not the same as the government. The government is not a business, nor should it be run like a business. There are bureaucratic layers for a reason. I can do a deep dive on this if you are interested going ahead. But I reject the notion that the bureaucracy is a fourth branch of government. No, it's not. It exists to carry out the functions of the government. Is it bloated? Yes. Do there need to be cuts? Absolutely. Should it be done indiscriminately with the chainsaw without taking into consideration which positions are valuable and which aren't, which are redundant, which could be done away with? No, that's not how you do it. You do it thoughtfully. You do it mindfully. You do it in a way that is not going to destabilize the government. So I went off on a little rant there, but that has bothered me ever since I heard not just Mush, but I think others started to say, well, the bureaucracy is the fourth branch of government. They don't even know what bureaucrats are or what a bureaucracy is or why it even exists. So you want to have some savings? Cut all of Musk's contracts. There, I said it. So the FAA is poised to cancel the contract with Verizon and give Mush the rest of the money because apparently he doesn't have enough. And I'm going to answer that question in just a moment, how many contracts he had or how much money he has been getting from the government and the many, many contracts that his companies have. So this article goes on to say it's unclear exactly how this would unfold, whether the FAA would hand over some of the work to Starlink while allowing Verizon to continue its own work or simply cancel the contract with Verizon and award it to Starlink. Whatever the outcome, it is sure to raise accusations of favoritism, cronyism, and conflicts of interest as Musk continues to serve as the face of the Department of Government Efficiency. Oh, no, 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 no. We've already been over that. The Trump administration said that Musk has nothing whatsoever to do with DOGE. Not at all. He just is a special advisor to the president, even though the president says that he's in charge of DOGE and he's a very high individual, high IQ individual, the genius of our time. So here we go. This is sure to raise serious accusations of favoritism and conflicts of interest. Musk has been sowing doubt about the Verizon system for several days, claiming without evidence that it's not working and is putting air travelers at serious risk. So think about everything that happened. Yes, it absolutely happened. It was not orchestrated at all, was it? What say you? Any of those? Have you looked at some of the victims and some of the news reports? Yes, very interesting. Musk says that the Verizon communication system is breaking down very rapidly and that the FAA assessment is single-digit months to catastrophic failure, putting air traveler safety at serious risk. He claimed that Starlink terminals would be provided at no cost to the taxpayer on an emergency basis to restore air traffic control connectivity. Yes, on the emergency basis. And then the $2.4 billion contract kicks in. This, of course, follows a pattern in which Musk posts on X about something regarding the FAA, and then seems to will it into existence. Previously, the billionaire called for FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker's resignation after the agency fined, you see, SpaceX for failing to get approval for rocket launches. Yes, all of the rocket launches. After his repeated comments, Whitaker resigned on the day of Donald Trump's inauguration. So yes, Musk was being investigated by the FAA, but no problem. Just fire the guy that was the head of the FAA, of the agency doing the investigation. A team from SpaceX, Starlink's parent company, has been working within the FAA in recent weeks to help modernize aging technology system. You know what? That may be all well and good, but let's have a competitive bid. Have you ever heard of a monopoly? You don't think that Musk is having a monopoly over the government? Come on, even those of you that think somehow you're going to benefit from the USAID being disbanded. So far, I haven't benefited. Now, if they want to disband the TSA, that would give me a direct benefit. All right. Several SpaceX employees now have FAA email addresses. One SpaceX employee posted a photo of the team on Twitter with the statement, "Working to improve the safety of the National Airspace System." And I can share that with you in just a moment. So, in fact, why don't we do that? I will just hop right on over here and we'll take a look at SpaceX on Twitter. I am not going to call it by its other name. I do not like to promote that. So of course we've got the globe in the background. And of course that is, you think that's a real picture? Let me know. Some of these are absolutely hilarious. Okay. Here is the flight test. I think they had to cancel it. Tell me if you think this looks real or like it used to be called CGI, computer generated images. Look at that. I don't know about you guys, but he already told us that the Tesla Roadster in space, you could tell it was real because it looked so fake. So I don't trust anything that this guy says. What else have we got here? Here's the SpaceX website. And I wanted to answer the question about the money that this guy has gotten. This is good news. Trump's firing of the whistleblower agency had ruled unlawful. So there are many court cases that are actually pushing back against this government overreach. Here we go. Investigation and oversight. Musk's companies are increasingly facing regulatory battles and overlapping federal investigations. So I did a deep dive on this previously. We've got the Department of Transportation, Justice, Labor, Interior, and Agriculture, all were doing investigations into Musk's violations with these companies, Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and Twitter. There were independent agencies that were also doing investigations, National Labor Relations Board, the EEOC. I covered this in detail, friends. I can replay that video for you later this week. I think I will do that. The EPA was investigating Musk, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the FCC, and the FTC. But no problem. Just fire them all and then the investigations go away. Seriously, without the snark, you have to agree. Doesn't that raise some eyebrows? Or you are willing, like many people with RFK, it didn't matter what he said. It doesn't matter that he's telling parents to get their kids to become human pincushions as long as he's on the job. I have higher standards than that. Here, let's take a look here. Here are the federal contracts. And SpaceX, $15.4 billion in contracts. Department of Defense, General Services Administration, the EPA, NASA, and then all of these cabinet departments also have contracts with Tesla. It just goes on and on. How can there not be a conflict of interest? The automotive credits from the government were key in Tesla's first year of profitability. This is Tesla's net income because of you and me and our tax dollars, $15 billion. Without those credits, they would have been basically underwater. These screen grabs come from this fellow YouTuber called Chris Norland. I will have a link for you at the end of this video so that you can go and subscribe to his channel. And he is doing a lot of great coverage and bringing this information forward. So I want to thank him for that. I'm subscribed to his channel as well. So here, more money for SpaceX, for Tesla, from the federal government. And this is the answer to the question I posed at the beginning of the video. Elon Musk's business empire is built on $38 billion in government funding. And this is a couple of years ago. So now we can see it's actually $38 billion. And of course, this comes from the Washington Post. I think it's pretty funny that they've got the I here and the I, Ben Franklin. I'm not exactly sure what message they're sending there. This was published on February 26th. I'm filming today. It is March 3rd. So I can't wait to take a look at your comments here, friends. Let's take a look. Oh, no, this is Joe Rogan. I do not watch Joe Rogan. I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but I will be bringing you a snippet from that interview where they're chuckling and saying, how ridiculous was it that people thought you were doing a Nazi salute? And Musk is like, I know. It was the furthest thing that I was doing, and that's called gaslighting. Gaslighting is making you question reality, convincing you that what you saw isn't what you really saw. So I think this is us here. All right. Great to have you on board. And yeah, there's lots of news to cover. People have been emailing me about South Carolina, and my heart goes out to all of those that are being affected by this most recent terrorism. Can I use that phrase? Intentional infliction and damage. And I have been doing research about the smart cities coming online. I think we all know it's the same playbook over and over and over again. I actually have a dear friend that lives in South Carolina who said she has never been in weather that is so dry. It's not right for the season. I mean, it's a humid geography there, humid climate. And so it's very, very strange. And my heart goes out to everyone there. And then, of course, also in the news is the measles outbreak in Texas. And I have to say, this is really strange. So last night, I just wanted to do a little research and find out what's the average number of deaths from the measles. And this is what's so weird. Of course, Google is going to show me their AI results. I don't use AI. I don't use ChatGPT. I would recommend that you don't use that. I don't want to feed the beast. But it just comes up as a search response, and it says AI overview. And it's so funny. It says, in the United States, this is AI. This is how much we can trust AI. In the United States, about 500 people died from measles each year in the 1950s. However, the actual number was closer to 4 million. Wait, how do you go from 500 to 4 million? This is what AI is returning as a search result about measles being a highly contagious airborne disease. The word measles comes from a Dutch word, which means mark or something. I was doing a little research on that. And I can cover this in, there's so much to cover in the news. But I think we all know the score on this as well. And we heard RFK give his delicate response that parents should check with their doctor to see about this, because these vaccines save lives and stop the spread of transmission. The CDC still has all of that on the website, talking about how vaccines save lives. But that's what RFK said in his confirmation hearing. So it's all consistent. At least we have that. All right, friends, I'm about to lose my voice. I did two in-depth interviews before hopping on this live stream, one with Patrick Wood that will be coming later this week. He basically has been sounding the alarm about technocracy, which is where this train is headed. And that means governance, not a government, right? We saw the smartest man in the world with a chainsaw acting like a juvenile adolescent. And smartest man in the world taking the chainsaw to bureaucracy to collapse our government and then usher in AI. So we don't need representatives. We don't need the bureaucrats. We don't need the slow moving, stable government. Everything will be done by a computer. You think it's hard to get a customer service rep on the phone now? That's going to be the least of your worries. We'll talk about that with Patrick Wood in upcoming couple of days. Let me know if you're on his newsletter. That's over at technocracy.news. And then I do have another interview that I'll be sharing with you at the end of the week from Jonathan Otto. For those of you that are interested in natural healing, you know, as we get near the end of the week, I kind of like to take a break from the headlines. So we'll talk about natural healing. And that's what I've got coming up for you. Let me know if you want me to cover the fires, and we can dive in a little bit into the measles hogwash as well, if you like. So much to cover. I appreciate you being on board. Thank you, everybody, for subscribing to this channel, for watching the entire video, for leaving a comment, for sharing the video, and for getting on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. I would like to give a round of applause to our amazing moderators. Valerie and Rhonda are on board this evening. They are here day in, day out, and they are keeping that stream flowing, keeping everybody happy, and making sure that you're, if you need to be directed to certain resources, they're leaving links for you as well. All right, wrapping up for now. Thank you again, everybody. I hope that you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's